Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Lamed Dalad. Erevin Lamed Dalad, and we are on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, five lines up for the bottom. We're up to Rabbi Yirmiyah. So if you remember yesterday, we were discussing first the Mishnah that we had on yesterday's daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, and then we got into a brisa that was related to the Mishnah. The brisa was brought because we wanted to know, where was the shita of Rebbe and the Rabbanan? Rebbe says that any Yisid Rabbanan during Ben HaShmashos, one is allowed to violate, and we noted that it's not a total heter that one is allowed to violate. The Rambam says, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, maybe it's only a Ladvar Mitzvah. The Ravid limits it even more. The Ravid quoted in the Ritva that maybe it's just a Eber of Tchumen idea, that it's a Ke'ilu, it's as if you did it, so therefore you're not really allowed to do it, but for Erev Truman purposes, it's as if you did it, and therefore it's considered like the Erev is with you. But maybe you don't have such a wide-ranging heter, so that was a discussion yesterday. But we're discussing the Brisa. So remember the Brisa, the first half of the Brisa discussed exactly like the Mishnah said, if I put the Erev in a tree above 10 Tfachim, it's no good. Below 10 Tfachim, it is good. Machlokas, am I allowed to take it out? Does that affect? That was the first half of the Brisa. And then the second half of the Brisa was the basket case. Not literally the basket case, but Nasnu Bekalkala. If I put it in a basket, so then it's not a problem. Put it in a basket and I hang it on the tree, even above 10 Tfachim, the Erev is a good Erev, according to Rebbe. So the question is why? So the first shot that we gave was yesterday was Ravina. Ravina said that the case we're talking about is that the tree itself is not, and the basket itself, are not 4 Tfachim wide. Together they're mashlim each other to make a shear, horizontal shear of 4 Tfachim, and this is going like the opinion that you need a surface of 4 Tfachim to put the Erev down, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which we quoted the Brisa yesterday, and it's going like Rabbi Meir of Chokakin Lahashlim, that we hollow out the area. And that's the explanation of the Brisa, because we have a basket, so now you have an area that is 4 Tfachim wide, so it has its own area, but it's good, because it is not a Rishos HaYachid. It's not, you're in Rishos HaRabim. You don't have to reach up to a Rishos HaYachid to get it. Why? Because it doesn't have mechitzos. There are no mechitzos here. It's not like we discussed when the other Brisa brought the basket on top of the pole, the case of Rabbi Yehuda. Because there the basket is on top of the pole, so the sides of the basket shoot down. Good achas mechitzta. But here you have the basket on the side of the pole. So you can't, as we said, use two halacha moshe b'sidais. You can't do chokakin and then do good asik. So it is only a rishus hayachid regarding the halacha of Erev Tchumen. Right, the cool of Erev Tchumen, it's not really a rishus hayachid, but it's enough of a shear to put the Erev down. But the walls don't shoot down. And that is why it is a good Erev Tchumen, even if it is above 10 Tfachim. So that was all pshat number one of the Brisa. Why the Brisa says the basket case is okay. Number two now, Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar. We are six lines from the bottom. The second Ukimta of the Brisa. What could the Brisa be talking about? Why does the basket make it different and make it mutter if the basket is above 10 Tfachim? So Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, shiny kalkala. The basket case is different. Why? Because you can lean over and tip over the basket without moving the whole basket down. The basket is above 10 tefachim, but if I tip the basket and the Erev slides down in the basket, the Erev can come down within 10 tefachim, and that will not be considered a hotza'ah from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Harabim. And therefore, why? Because the basket's still above. At least part of the basket is still above. And therefore, that's good enough for Erev Tchumen to be able to be considered. It's as if I would tip the basket over, it would be in my Rishus, under 10 Tfachim, it would only be in a Carmelis, and then I would be able to take it, because it's an Isid Rabbanan, like Rebbe said, called Davrishum Mishum Shvus, Lo Asur Ben Ashvashos, and that is why it is Mutter, because I'm able to view it as if it's already tipped. That's the principle of Hoel. Hoel, since I could tip it over, so it's as if I already tipped it over, and it is in my Rishus. Tosfos here quotes the Rashbam, Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel, that today is in Tosfos, whether this Amanda Amar has to hold like one of the opinions of the Machlokas that we had back in Masechah Shabbos, of Eged Kli, Shmei Eged or Lav Shmei Eged. Remember that sugya? If I have a Kli basket that I put on my threshold of my door, So is that, and some of, there are little, there are spices in it, there are big fruit in it. Do you say eged kli shma eged, that everything in a kli is linked together and unified by the kli, and therefore if you don't put the whole kli outside, it's as if you didn't do a hosa. If I have the entire, if I have part of the kli inside and part of the kli outside. So that was the sugya there of eged kli shma eged, which has ramifications, if you remember, about hafrashas challah. If someone wants to be mafresh challah, they could put all the challahs in a basket, or we would put it under a towel and hold of eged kli shma eged. That's a sugya that comes up in a number of places. Is it considered mukaf for Trumas and Maeseris? So the Gemara Tosa says, quoting Rabbeinu Shmuel, to high Amora, this opinion that says, if I could tip over the basket, and it could be considered that the basket didn't leave its reshus, it's above, even though my Erev is now below, that opinion holds like the Rabbanan to Amri, Eged Klish Be'eged. It must be that this opinion holds like that opinion. V'kiva de'eged kli l'mala miyud, and since the Eged Kli, the Kli is Lamala Miyud, the original Kli, Kishenacha Erev Lamata, when you tilt it, and now the Erev is below, you don't have to consider it that you did a Maisa Otsa. Ein Bahanacha Zu, Isser Otsa. Da'acha Shenach, Rishas Arabi, Yacholut L'Lachol, and therefore it's fine, and it's wonderful, it's according to that Manda Amar, and it's considered like the Kli is still above. Umihu, and then Tosfa says, Afilu Lo Shmei Eged, Ein Kan Isser Otsa. Maybe you can work even according to the other Manda Amar. Even if you don't hold of that principle, there's still no Isser to Araisa of Hotsa. Why? Hoel, where did you bring the basket down to? Where did you tilt it down to? A Carmelis. So either way, it's not a, right, it's still a, it doesn't have its own. Rishus is between 3 and 9. Hoel v'nach mil kalkala lamata me'asara davi Carmelis emrochav dalavim batayazu Isser d'Araisa. It's still not an Isser d'Araisa anyway. So those are the two deos, whether this opinion has to hold like one of the opinions in Maseches Shabbos. Okay. It helps remind us of that opinion. So back to the Gemara, though. Rabbi Yirmiya says, since you could tilt the basket down, that's why in the case of the basket, it's always going to be okay. Because you're always going to be able to get your Erev on a Daraisa level, and that's why the Seifa of the Braisa says, in the case of the basket, it's always good. Continuing. Yasiv Rav Papa v'kamar la l'hashvaitza. Rav Papa said over this statement of Rabbi Yirmiya. And we asked the question on it. Esfer of Rav Bar Shva. L'Rav Papa, Rav Bar Shva says to Rav Papa, I have a problem with that suggestion of Rabbi Yirmiya. We quote the Mishnah from four blot from now on Daf Lamed Ches. The Mishnah there brings us to the cases of setting your Erev Tchum. The Mishnah there is about a case where you have two Yemei Chodesh next to each other. You have Shabbos on, you have Shabbos and then Yontif on a Sunday, you have a Yontif on a Friday, and the issue is, I want to have my Erev Tchum two different spots possibly, for two different days. Or even if it's the same spot, but you have to set it at Bein HaShmashos of each of the days. You have to set a Bein HaShmashos of each of the days. So this is assuming that you need Erev Tchumin for Yontif as well. You don't need Erev Chatzeros for Yantif, because you're allowed to carry the Isser Hotsa. But Tchum can still apply on Yantif. So, the Gemara says, quoting the Mishnah later on, Kesedawosa, what do? Molicho Barishon, I take it on the first day. Let's say Yantif is on Friday. Yantif is on Friday. So before, on Thursday night, before Ben Hashmashos, I take my Erev, or it's not me. Because if it's me, I don't have to take anything. Remember we mentioned this at the beginning of the Perek. There are two ways to set an Erev Tchum. Either a person can put food at the spot, that is my Makam Shvisa, that's needed if the person himself doesn't go, if he makes a Shliach. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about. This Mishnah is talking about. If I go myself, my body's there. Nothing greater than that. I've created my Makam Shvisa by my being there. So Rashi is just mayor here that we're talking about a Shliach. Rashi is 6 lines up from the bottom. Vayde Shlucho Ka'amar. Di Iihu Gufe Below Pasnami Karnilei Shvisa Kivan Da Hasam Yasev Kaddish Ale Yoma. Okay, so the Mishnah there we're talking about is a case of about 8 lines up. A case of a Shliach setting your Erev. So what does he do? Molicha Barishon. He takes it on Thursday before Ben Hashmashos, and Umach Shechalav, and he leaves it there until Choshech, until Ben Hashmashos. After Ben Hashmashos, that is the critical time for various halachas in Hilchas Shabbos. Many of them Derabanan. Right? Here's one of them. Erev Tchumin is setting it, well, setting an Erev Tchum might be a concept on a daraisa, it affects a daraisa level, but the takana is a takana derabanan, setting an air of tchum. So what's the critical time? Ben Hashmashas. We had back in the Sefer Shabbos, another major muksa. Migud is katsoi ben Hashmashas, is katsoi kuleyoma. So when Shabbos starts, that's a critically important halachic time, right when Shabbos starts. Besides the fact that Shabbos starts, right, it affects details of halacha in Shabbos. So Thursday afternoon on Yontif, Erev Yontif, he takes it to the spot, Umachsha Chalav, and after it's set there, Vinotel, he takes it. He doesn't want to leave it there. Something can happen to it. He wants to guard it. He does not have to leave it there the entire time. As long as it was there, Ben Hashmashos, one is allowed to take it, because you don't want it to get lost. And then what? And then on Friday afternoon, Ubalo Bisheni, Machsha Chalav, Ochlo, Ubalo. And on the second day, I bring it to the same spot, I bring it to a different spot, and then after that, Ben Hashmashos, I can eat it, right? Ochlo ubalo. We'll talk more about that when we get to the Mishnah. So this is the Mishnah quoted later on about setting your Erev Tchum. Why the case that's brought in the Mishnah is Yontif before Shabbos. Why can't it be Yontif Acher HaShabbos? Then you have a problem of moving it on Shabbos afternoon before Yontif comes. Moving it Shabbos is an issue. That's why the case is Yontif before Shabbos.
Why do you need food anyway?
Why do you need? He didn't go here. His shliach went. That's that was the har that Rashi made. So what's going to be the question? Let's do the question and then we'll talk about why this Mishnah specifically is brought. Amai, why? According to Rashi, this is a question on the general concept of Erev Tchumen. Why do you ever have to actually bring it there? Amai neima kivan diiboy amtuye matzi mamtile. Since if I wanted to, I could bring it there. Afagav de lo amte, even though I didn't actually bring it there, kamanda amte dami. It's as if I brought it there. Once Rabbi Yirmiya says that for Erev Tchumen, all you need is hoil. All you need is, since you can bring it into your accessibility. So too, it's as if you did it. So according to Rashi, this question is, so every Erev Tchum, you should just have to set aside your food in your own house, and Ki'ilu, Ho'il, Ki'ilu. That's what Rashi says on the fourth line on top. Nishmeke bebeisei mishem Ho'il. Just leave it there. Why do we quote this Mishnah with the double, the 2 days? Rashi just points out that there is no separate Mishnah that says, a regular case of Erev Tchumen, of setting aside your Erev Tchum. This is the Mishnah. Bottom line in Rashi. V'hai denoka lo'osuve masnisan diyantif Shabbos. Why do we quote this unusual Mishnah of setting two Erev Tchumins? Mishum delotan v'mishnah achrisi holachas Erev behed yakiyacha. There's no as explicit of a Mishnah as bringing your Erev to a specific spot. So we quote this one. But there's no importance, says Rashi, that the case here is bringing it on a Yontif and a Shabbos, right? That is what Rashi says, and that is what the Ritva also expands upon Rashi, that there is no specific importance to bringing it specifically on a Shabbos and Yontif case. Good. Okay, let's do the other pshat first. Tosfos here cannot fathom that. We quote this unusual case? Come on. You could have quoted the first half of the Mishnah. You could have found a Brisa. There has to be something specific why this case was quoted about Yontif before Shabbos. So Tosfos says on the third line, Luri nira dafka mi Yontif parach. You're asking specifically from Yontif. Why? Because the issue is the second day. And it's even more explicit. I'm going to read it from the Ritva. The Ritva here quotes the, even if let's, he first asks it as a question. He says, and one might be thinking about this. How could you compare tilting a basket down 3 inches versus not going 2,000 amos out of your reshus? Because you could have. Is that the same case? It says, "Umiyo dain davar kasha ma inyan ladamos halachas erev liidach to Rabbi Yirmiya dila b'Rabbi Yirmiya ha'erev munach karav b'makam hashvisa." And there, kedai yesh behold Rabbi Yirmiya lasos akol kamakam echad. Avol bazesha kikar bakan v'chayiriv kone besof alpayim ama heich yekoch behoil lasos kiilu akikar b'makam hashvisa liklos l'shem shvisa. How could you compare the cases? Such an unusual question, right? You say hoil, therefore you don't have to do anything. No, by the case of Rabbi Yirmiya, you did something. You just didn't do enough. So bring it down a couple of inches. But when it comes to the case of the question of the Mishnah, you don't have to do anything? So, says the Ritva, according to the Ravid, the question is on the general, like Rashi seems to say. The general, every Erev Tchumen. The question is specifically on the Yontif Shabbos case. Shapirish the Kushin Hacha Midiktani Shitzorach Lalicho Basheni. You already said it one day. You have to make it such a big deal about doing it the next day? That's the specific question. And especially if you're setting it in the same spot. That's the point. You said it one day. I said it the next day too. Nema, say, since you could take it from spot A and take it to the next spot, so say that's as if you did it. So that's more of a parallel case, like Rabbi Yirmiyah. You did something, so extend your actions based on Hoel. And that's why we specifically quote this case of Yontif going into Shabbos. So, Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosas, Rashi, and the Ravid and the Ritva, what exactly is the case? That's the question. Why don't we say Hoel according to Rabbi Yirmiyah? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Gezeira, you're right, you could. You would be able to. You should say it. But here, gezeira mishum yantif shechalios achar Shabbos. It's a gezeira mishum if yantif fell out on Sunday. What would happen if, this might kind of tips you off to the Rivet in the Ritva, right? That's what it sounds like. It's a specific question. The problem is, when yantif falls out on Sunday, if you use the principle of Hoel, since you could, but on Shabbos afternoon going into yantif, you can't. A lot of the times, it's in one Rishus, and you can't carry a Dalet Amos in Rishus or Rabim to bring it to the other Rishus. So it's going to be Usur. But you're going to say, oh, just like in when Yontif was on Friday, I relied on Hoel, because by Erev Tchumen, all you got to do is, it's as if. But you can't say it's as if here, because Yontif going into Shabbos, you don't have to violate. Shabbos going into the other, you're going to have to violate. So that's why, Me'ikar Adin, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, you should be able to say Hoel, you should be able to say, since you could have done it, it's as if it's done. Kamash, when we don't, Gzeira Drabanan, Rabbanan, where goes there in this case, that it should not be done. Period. So we saved Rab Zeira, we saved Rab Yirmiyah so far. Remember, related to this, as the Gemara here discusses, there's a difference between going into Shabbos and going out of Shabbos. It relates to the Levush and the Ramah that we mentioned yesterday or 2 days ago. I don't remember, about asking a fellow Jew to do Malacha for you. When you Shabbos started, when Shabbos finished, Machlokas Achronim, Machlokas Aposkim that we had relating to that. I thought it is fascinating. I didn't see this Ha'ara. Who gives this answer to defend Rabbi Yirmiyah? Rabbi Zeira. What's the question about? The question is about potential should be enough. That's the question of the Gemara. Potential should be enough. Rabbi Zeira says, no, you're right. Potential is good enough, but here it's Gzeira Drabanan. Reb Zeira has the most famous potential sheet in all of Shas, called Aroy Labila. That's the din of Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says, the halach in the Mishnah Maseches Menachos, where if I'm no Dave, if I promise to give a certain amount of flour to the Beis HaMikdash, so then I promise to give 100 to the Beis HaMikdash of the shear that was given for Menachos, you can't put 100 in one kli. No, you got to put it in two kalim, 60 in one kli and 40 in the other kli. Why? Because it has to be mixable. It has to be ra'ui labila. Even though Reb Zeira says you don't actually have to be bolel it, you don't have to actually mix it bidi eved, but it has to be ra'ui labila. So it's fascinating that Reb Zeira is the one that's quoted here, because this is the potential, you know, discussion. Reb Zeira says, you're right, I believe in potential. So there's just more emphasis, more oomph to this answer. I believe in potential, but here there's a Gzeira Drabanan. Good. Just one Ha'ara. Once I mentioned Roy Labila, I just saw last night, there's a very important for that sugya, Ha'ara of the Binyan Sion, of Roy Labila. There is, let's go back for a minute, two Svarim of the Binyan Sion, Rebecca Vetlinger, the Bikura Yaakov and the Binyan Sion. The Bikura Yaakov, Larach Laner, it's all his Svarim, one of the greats of the 1800s. The first Sefer he wrote was the Bikura Yaakov. It's his Bikurim. That's why he calls it Bikur Yaakov. It's his Sefer on Hilchos Sukkah. It's printed in the back of the Arach Laner on Maseches Sukkah. The Arach Laner we have on 8 or 9 Masechtas. In the back of Maseches Sukkah, we have Hilchos Lulav. So there he talks about the sugya of Kalaroy Labila. What's the issue? The case that he talks about is, Rachmana Litzlan, let's say somebody doesn't have a hand. Somebody doesn't have a hand. Adam She'ein Lo Yad. No Tel Lulav Bizro'o. V'cheino esrog. Person doesn't have a hand. He could put the lulav, let's say, under his arm. Put the lulav under his arm and shake it that way. As long as he has some type of stump there, he could do that. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. What happens if he has no, Rachman al-Sadi, he has no arm, unless he has a full cast, and his arm is useless? He can't do it. Nothing. So, quotes the Bikura Yaakov, a machlokes haposkim, whether you could take the lulav in your mouth. Could you shake the dalet medium? Let's say, Rachman al-Sadi, a person can't, doesn't have arms, and he wants to do the mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah to take the dalet medium in one's mouth? So that's a machlokas, he quotes. He quotes, Aval ein lo zroa klal, ein litol bepeh. Dezel lav lakicha klal. Lakicha bepeh is lav shmei lakicha. Right? That's what, it's no good. That's what he quotes from the Panim Me'iros. And then he says, V'hine masha pashut laharav bazeh, matzasi bo plukta deravasa. It's really a machlokas haposkim. The Birke Yosef, the Chida, says, the Bishin av lakicha hi. It doesn't say here, yad. Does he have to do it in your hand? It just says, take it. Ulakachtem lachem bayom arishon. So, kivin delo ksiv yad. Ukemod gidemes ducholetzes bishineha. Just like a gidemes, a woman who doesn't have all of her limbs, she can still do chalitza with her teeth. Haresh lo kilik min lakicha lechalitza. Okay, so he quotes, it's a machlokes, halachas ktanos, and the Birkei Yosef, about the issue of taking it with one's mouth. And he, the Bikuri Yaakov, at the end of the day, is Mekel. He assumes, like the Birkei Yosef, that if somebody doesn't have an arm, you could take the lulav, the dalet minim, in your mouth. V'lachei nirali begideim she'en lo zroa klal, yitol halulav b'shinav, v'gam yochol levarech. One could even make a bracha. And then he ends off, v'ein lahakshos, and don't ask on me, from the Gemara in Yuma that says, nishkale b'shinayim, v'nachte lamachta. Is it appropriate? We know that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, one of the hardest avodas that he does, he has to carry to the Kodesh Kodashim, he has to carry a shovel of hot coals and a shovel of ktores, and part of it is under his arm, and he has to touch it. So the Gemara there discusses, just put it in your teeth. Put it in your teeth. So the Gemara says, Hash lefnei melech pasav adame nosen kain, lefnei melech malchei amlach magadosh baruch hu lochosha kain, come on! You can't carry that in your teeth. So you might say, here, how can you put it in your teeth? Yesh lomer, did that dafka linyan avodas kahuna, uve prat lefnai velefnim, avol basiyas mitzvah, ein pegam kavod klape mala, im yase b'shinav, v'kivan da'anusu, vade lesa pegam kavod. That's the Bikur Yaakov, there's no problem. So then, that's all we have there. But if you look in the Binyan Sion, and this is where he has an important point for our sugya, in the Binyan Sion has two chalakim. In the back, in the Chadashim, in Simin Kufches, he says, I was asked about my psak, what about Kalaroi Labila? Kalaroi Labila, when do you say that a certain halakha is not ma'akev? Only if you could have done it. If I could have mixed it, so then I don't actually have to mix it. If I could get water, right, if I go to the mikvah and water could go into my mouth, I don't have to keep my mouth open. Kalaroi labias mayim, then that's all. I don't have to keep my mouth open, my eyes open, v'chulu. So here, v'hiksha, so the person asked, here, if the person doesn't have arms, so then he shouldn't be able to take it at all. What, you say, oh, but the Ebony can take it in his mouth. No, that should only be the questioner asked if he could have taken it in his arms, but the Ebony can take it in his mouth because he could have taken it in his arms. But otherwise, you shouldn't. So says the Binyan Sion, I have four tainas against you. Four tainas to defend myself. First of all, which is the main answer, there's no issue of Roy Labila here. Why? It's not that you need to take it in your hand, and but the Ebony, if you didn't, as long as you had the potential. No, my svara, says the Binyan Sion, is that you don't have to take it in your hand. Lakicha means even bepeh. You're doing the ikar hadin. You're not just doing the potential here. You're doing the ikar hadin. Number one. Number two, and these two, you can't learn Kalaroi Labila without this hara. Number two, first of all, he quotes certain achronim, the Knesset Zagdol and others. You don't apply Kalaroi Labila except where Chazal applied it. The only time you apply the principle is where Chazal applied it. You don't apply it outside of that. So that's Lachora, Machlokas Rishonim, because we have discussed in the past Rishonim who do. We quoted three Ritvas in Maseches Sukkah that quote Kalaroi Labila where the Gemara doesn't say it. So not everybody agrees to that Ha'ara, but then he quotes beautifully. He says, Kalaroi Labila only applies where you do something, you do a process of a mitzvah. There's one element that you cannot fulfill, but as long as the potential's there, that's good enough. You bring a carbon mincha. You brought the mincha and you put it in a cup and you're going to do the kmitza and you do everything. You just didn't mix the oil and the flour. Okay, kolaroy levilikol apply, where you're trying to, there's one element of the mitzvah that's being cut out. So that's where you say the principle. Let me read it. L'anias da'ati lo shaya klana klala zeh. She'ikr ha'chakira. Let me find the line. I'm sorry. T'kolaroy levila. Lo shayach ela b'maisa mitzvah she'omeid behitztarfus l'maisa acher. T'bazeh amrinan. Av shalom maisa nase ha'maisa mikol makom. Kivin shayach roi lehe'asos lo yipater ayde chesrono ha'maisa ha'acher. Like bila, the mincha doesn't become puzzle if you're missing one little act. Or edus, you come to Bezdin. Are you allowed to write your testimony down? Instead of giving your testimony with your mouth. That's the sugya of mipihem velo mipiksavam. So Rishonim say that that only excludes an elaim. Or Rabbeinu Tam says, somebody who is a mute. But if somebody is able to write their testimony down, they can give it piksav. Meaning, you're giving the testimony. There's just one element that you're not doing. So kolaroy labila applies in that case. As long as you have the potential to fulfill that detail. Or regarding, he quotes kisi adam, and he quotes a mikvah, kriyas bikurim. He quotes many different examples where you're missing an element, and therefore kolaroy labila says, that's all, it's okay. But if you did nothing, all you're doing is relying on potential, so then you don't apply kolaroy labila. Says aval heich shayach lomar da hamaisa yechashiv mitzad atzmo kiilu naase kiven shahaya roy laheyasos. Doesn't make sense. Lekicha bepeh. This isn't about kolaroy. Oh, you need to take it in your hand. The whole mitzvah is the shaking of this. So the whole principle of kolaroy wouldn't apply here anyway. So therefore, I say it's motor not because of kolaroy labila, because kolaroy wouldn't apply here. So that's a very important explanation of kolaroy labila for that sugya of Rabbi Zeira quoted here in the Binyan Tzion, Simin Kuf Ches. So that was all just about Rabbi Zeira is the one that's answering here when it comes to the potential idea, and keep that in mind the next time that comes up in the Gemara. Okay, we are on the fourth line. Eisvei, next try question that we have in Rabbi Yirmiyah. Remember what Rabbi Yirmiyah said? Rabbi Yirmiyah said, as long as the basket can be tilted down, that's all that you need to be, make it considered that your Erev Tchum is in your Rishus. So Eisvei, Niskavin lishvos birishus harabim v'hiniyech eruvo bikosel. If I want to make my Erev in the street, and I put my Erev in the wall which is next to that area, Rashi quotes, it's more than four amos away. Because remember, that's what we said 2 days ago. If something is within four amos, so then it's as if there are imaginary walls and everything is enclosed, as if it's filled up with dirt. That's what we said. So, l'mata me'asar tvachim, if it's below 10 tvachim, eruvo eruv. L'mala mi'atvachim, ein eruvo eruv. So, that's like, as we said in the Mishnah, as we said in the Brisa. If it's above, if it is below. Right, and again, even if it's below, isn't that dalet amos rishus harabim? As Rashi said 2 days ago, no, you could carry it pachos pachos mi dalet amos, and therefore only violate an iser dir rabban. Niskavin lishbos barosha shovach barosha migdal. This is the part important for us now. If I have kavana to be kona my shvisa on the top of a chicken coop or on the top of some type of tower, then lamala miyutvachem in eruv eruv. So then it's the opposite. I have kavana to be on top. So then if it's above 10 tvachim, it's in my rishus, and therefore my eruv is good. Lamata miyutvachem. But if it's under 10 tvachim, and the Rishonim say it's Rabim Makasvim Alav, as we've said in the past, so it's a Rishus Rabim, ain't a Ruva Eruv. Because it's two I'm up top, and my Eruv is down below. So says the Gemara V'yamai, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, why shouldn't this be good Hachanami? Why don't we say, you could lean over the coop. You could lean over the tower. Neima Hol V'yachol Lintoso Ulahavi Ulatoch Asara. You could lean it over. So therefore, what is the problem here? Just like you can lean over the basket, you can lean over this coop or this closet that is freestanding. Answers the Gemara, no. Two possibilities why it's just impossible to lean it over. You should be able to, but you can't. Amar b'Yirmiyah, number one, hacha b'migdal mesumar askinan. We're talking about a migdal that is takua, that is nailed to the wall. You can't lean it over. So nothing to talk about. Number one. Rava Amar, afilu tema b'migdal she'ena mesumar. No, even if not. It's lean overable. But v'hacha b'migdal arachaskin. We're talking about a very tall tower. So if you would lean it, By the time you would get it down below, so then it would be too far away from you because it's too tall. The imanti le purta, because if you'd lean it down, nafikle, the bachi adds in, nafikle chutz la arba amos, then it would be outside of 4 amos. So that's why it would be a problem. Asks the Ritva after we've shown him, but what did Rashi say 3 times already in the past 2 blot? Just carry it, pachas, pachas, midalat amos. Tzarech Ian. Maybe he was chozer bo at this point. Maybe this man de Amr doesn't hold of it. But either way, by the time you lean it over, it would be too far away from you, and therefore it would not be good. The Maharam in the back under the Marsha says, no. What do you mean Rashi's chozer bo? Rashi says, he set it up on this amud. He was chozer bo. The Maharam just says, no. He says that you only say ho'il once. You don't say ho'il twice. Ho'il, you can lean it down. And ho'il, you can carry it, pachas, pachas, b'dalat amos, says that's the problem here. Rashi would say you can carry it, dalat amos, less pachas, b'dalat amos, and Rashi says ho'il, you can lean it down. But here, says the Maharam, you don't say both. He quotes, Yesh lahakshos, v'harashi sfir alei de la rebi, yochol alicho pachas, pachas, b'dalat amos, k'moshepir sl'el. The Yesh Lomar, he answered the Rishonim's questions. The Hachashaini, the Tzarech Lomar, Ho'il v'yachol entoso, v'ho'il v'yachol l'holicho, pachas b'chad v'dalat amos, kulei aylo amrin and ho'il. That's too much. It's too much as if. That's the Maharam Sahara, why you don't say that here. But either way, so even Rabbi Yirmiyah would agree, if by leaning it down, it would be outside of your dalat amos, so that you don't say, since you could lean it down, since you could carry it, that would be too far.
Just going back then, Reb
Zera's answer, the worry is because it's Nisa Daraisa. Rishus Arabim to Rishus Ayachid. Rishus Ayachid to Rishus Arabim, right. Or Dalat Amos to Rishus Arabim. Right, because he's saying that could also be Pachas Pachas. Right, that would also be Pachas Pachas. Right, you have to say that he's worried. Theoretically you could, but he's worried that you wouldn't do that. You're worried, I'm saying there the issue is with Reb Zera, you're worried because a person might stay home and say, well, since I could do it.
No, I'm saying, but according to Rashi, yes. But what about according to the Ritva derived in Tosos, who seems to say that with
the question
Shabbos,
is Bedafka when Yontif is before Shabbos, right? That's the case about just leaving it for the next day. So they're worried about, in the opposite order, you wouldn't be able to say that on the second day.
Well, but if you left it there already,
but the Ho'el's not going to work. Because the Ho'el that you'd carry it in a regular way, and it's Shabbos afternoon, and you can't carry it in a regular way. So you say, Ho'el, you could do it Pachos, Pachos.
Right.
Right. So you're saying it's a little more difficult. A little more difficult. Okay, just one final Lahara, the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case that we're talking about here with you're above and it's below? Idiika kavso masna. Is there like a window in this wall with rope that you could use? So laisi bekavso misna. So you'd be able to bring it up with the rope from the window. So you wouldn't even have to go down and get it. So the Gemara says, Lesli kavso misna. Okay, there are none. There's no other way to get it except for leaning down or going down, and that's why it is a problem. Okay, period, adkan, we finished that section of relating to the first half of the Mishnah. Remember, back on Daf Lamed Beis, the Mishnah said if you put the Erev in the tree, above 10, below 10. The last line of the Mishnah, back on Daf Lamed Beis said, if you put the Erev in a pit, even if the pit is 100 amos deep, Eruvo Erev. It's okay. So ask the Gemara now, Hai bar deka'i hecha, where is this pit? Where's the pit? The 100 amma deep pit. Heicha. Ilema de koi b'rishos ha-yachid. If it's in rishos ha-yachid, stem pshita. And what's the chiddush of saying even a deep pit? The bars are rishos ha-yachid. It's in a rishos ha-yachid. Pshita, rishos ha-yachid, ol ala rakia. We know the rules. Rishos ha-rabim goes up to 10 tfachim. Rishos ha-yachid goes ol ala rakia. V'chi heichi de salka la'el, hachanami de nachta l'sachas. Just like it goes all the way up, it goes all the way down. So, what's the chiddush? Of course, that's fine. You're in the same rishus. The ela dekai b'rishus arabim. So, it must be that the Erev, the pit is in rishus arabim. The Erev's in the pit in rishus ayachid. So, now the shaila is, so why does that work? Dinis kavein lishbos hecha. So, where did you have in mind to be kona shvisa? For your, on the top of the pit or in the pit? E lamala, if you had in mind to Bikona Shvisa above in the street over there on top. So am I. Why is it good? Right? The accessibility factor is violated. It's not accessible. You need a daraisa to get it. Ilumata, and if you have kavana to be in the pit, pshita huve ruva bakam echad. Either it's wrong or it's obvious. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha tekoy b'karmelis." It's not in Rishus Hayachid. It's not in Rishus Rabim. It's in the Karmelis. V'niskavin lishpos lamala, and if you have kavanah to be koneshisa lamala, to get the eruv would be an iser dirabanan v'rebihi da'amar kol davar shumishim shvus lo gazer alav bein hashmashos. Period. Good. And as we mentioned, discussed yesterday, that is not a right. Not something that we hold of across the board. Makam mitzvah and shas hatzchak. Amira la'akum, right? Maybe a double durabanan, right? There might be certain flexibilities, but it's not something that we totally say is mutter. Okay, next Mishnah. More accessibility factors, right? All of these Mishnahs. Again, some very important halachah ma'aseh discussions still coming up. So says the Mishnah, Nasu barosha kano barosha kundis. If I put the Erev on the top of a pole or on the top of a reed, not a reed that's like wavy, as you think, what could a reed hold up? But sometimes maybe a bamboo shoot, something that's strong. Bizman shehu talush v'na'utz. If the reed or the pole is stuck in, it's inserted in the ground, meaning it's not connected. Since it's inserted in the ground, bizman shehu talush v'na'utz afilu gavoa kuf ama hareza eriv. Even if it's 100 amas up, it's a good eriv. Why? Why is it a good eriv? As we'll see, Rashi is going to say this is not a Rishus HaYachid Amiti, doesn't have walls, doesn't have machitzas, right? So therefore, there's no daraisa to get the air on top of the pole, and therefore, it's considered in your Rishus, as we will explain. What's the issue of Talush V'Na'utz? Let's see. Says the Gemara, Rami Le'rav Ada Bar Masna L'Rava, Talush V'Na'utz in Lo Talush V'Na'utz No. What's the issue about being connected to the ground or not? With your Erev. So Mani, right, what's the issue as we've discussed in the past couple of days? Well, if it's attached to the ground, then that's using a tree. That could be the problem. So Mani, who is the opinion, which is the opinion that says only if it's Talish Venoas and not if it's connected? Rabbanan hi, Da'amri kol davar shumishim shvuz gazor alevein hashmashes. Right, because the Rabbanan would say, there is an Issa, the Rabbanan. The Rebbe would say it's mutter, but the Rabbanan say, Gazru la ben hashmashos. And therefore, if it's attached to the ground, you're not allowed to use a tree. And we spoke about yesterday, taking something off a tree could be considered usage. So that's why they would say it's no good. That is the Mishnah. V'ha'amrit reisha Rebbe. But didn't we say that earlier, the previous line of the Mishnah, about the bar, we just said that was Rebbe. Reisha Rebbe Sefer Rabbanan, the Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, make anonymous. Right, these Mishnayos, one line right after the other one, going like two different opinions. Amale, yes. Kfar Rami le Rami bar Chama le Rav Chizda v'Shani le Reisha Rebbe v'Sefer Rabbanan. They had that Misora that it was two different opinions. Ravina Amar no Kula Rebbe he. Maybe it's all Rebbe v'Sefer Gzeira Shema Yiktom. No, really, it's Rebbe that really should be mutter. The problem is here, you're worried, Gzeira, if it's attached, Gzeira Shema Yiktom. You're worried that he might cut it off. Cut it off. What do you mean, he might? Rashi. Rashi, Gzeir Shem Yikdom. Second half. Aval katimas kane vadai ki vadai aidi derechicha, because it's somewhat soft, miktama v'lav shvusu ela malacha de mechayiv mishum kotzer. You're worried about the malacha of kotzer, of detaching it from the ground. Rashi is not 100% clear. What are you worried about exactly? You're worried about, you might try to take it and then the branch might break by accident? Is that what Rashi's talking about? That's a Darashin and Miskafein. It's not Vadai going to break. It's not a Psik Resha. So what's Rashi talking about? You make a Gzeira Mishum a Darashin and Miskafein? That it might break? Is that what that was? Because Rashi doesn't say that you're going to do it B'mezid. He just says it's softer and you might come to Malacha. So the Ritva just says, you can't say that because that would be a Darvashin and Miskavin. So what it must mean is, he understands that way from Rashi, and therefore he argues on Rashi. Vedo Nachon, Dimkei Na'olei Darvashin and Miskavin and it's Mutter. Therefore he says, my Rebbeim have explained that Gzeira Shemiyiktom Lada'as, Kedeshi Yehei Noach Lo Litlo, Shekin Derech Lasos Bakana. No, you might forget and cut it down to get to it. B'mezid. And that's the malacha of kotzer, right? It's not just how it might happen, because that's mutter. Darvashin miskavin is mutter, let alone a gzeira. Mishum darvashin miskavin. So therefore, that is That is the Rashi. The same thing, the Bir Halacha makes the same Ha'ara in where this is quoted in Simin Tuf Tes, in Sif Gimel. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is, if you put it on the Rosh HaKana, Rosh HaKundis, it's not a good Erev. So again, the Bir Halacha says, Eina Mavuar. It's a Psik Resha. No, it's not a Psik Resha. It's only Darvashin Miskavein. Pirish Rashi Tzarech Lomar. So the Ritva argues. So the Ritva says, oh, we're worried that you might turn around and do a B'mezin and forget. But it doesn't sound that way from Rashi. So it says the Bir Halacha, Tzarech Lomar, Dekivan De'etzem HaMalacha Yesh Bo Chiyav Chatas V'karov She'yasenu Gazru Af She'yaseh Shalom B'miskavein. Wow. Says the Bir Halacha, it's a Gzera Mishum, a case of Darvashin Miskavein, because it's a Chomer Daraisa. That's the language of the Bir Halacha here in Simin Tuf Tes, Sif Gimel. Once we're talking about Kotzer and Rashi, just another important Rashi just to be aware of. And that is, there's a Halacha. Halacha L'maisa. Are you allowed to smell flowers on Shabbos? If there are flowers, beautiful smelling flowers in my backyard, am I allowed to go smell flowers? The Halacha is a Mefurish Gemara. Yes, that's Mutter. Am I allowed to go smell a sweet smelling fruit, an Esrog, that is growing on my tree on Yontif, on Shabbos? The Halacha is Asur. Asur lahariach. What's the difference? Says the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Zayin Amabez. Buy a flower. I'm getting the ultimate enjoyment right now. There's nothing more that I need. So what am I going to do? There's no reason for me to be worried that I'm going to cut the flower. I'm smelling it now. And that's all. That's the purpose of the flower. Buy a fruit. The ikar hana by the fruit is to eat it. So if I go smell it, Chazal were worried that you might come to eat it. And therefore, we're gozer against that case. But on that line, there's a very much discussed Rashi. Rashi there in Sukkah Lamed Zayin Amabez, Aval Esrog de la Achila Kai. Maybe you can put these two Rashis together. La Achila Kai, Ki Morachle, when you smell it, Minshi. You might forget. Vitalish, and you might detach it. Ve'achile, and eat it. Says Rashi, Ve'af im Ochlo bimachubar. What are we worried about? Are you going to detach it and then bite it? That's what we thought. But then Rashi adds a line. And what if you just take a bite while it's still on the tree? Rashi says, and of course that's bad. Ein lecha toleish gadol mizeh. There's no greater tlisha than that. And we're worried about it. Ask the velt on Rashi. That's an issa d'oraisa. If I bite into an apple that's growing on a tree on Shabbos, that's not a shinui. That's an issa d'oraisa of kotzer. That's not unusual. That's the question on Rashi. Says the Egle Tal, in the Malacha of Kotzer, says the Sacha Chava Rebbe, it is normal. Because the question is, why are you biting into it? Biting into something that is attached to the ground is only unusual if you are doing it because you want to do it in an unusual way. But what is Rashi explaining? You're going to forget it, Shabbat, oh, this smells so great. Take a bite. You're not doing that for Shinui. That's normal. In that situation. So says the Egle Tal, an important chiddush, you determine shinui based on, you can't just say this objective act is mishuna. No, in this situation where you're forgetting a Shabbos, you might just take a bite. And therefore, it won't be a problem. It won't be a problem. It won't be a shinui, and therefore it could be an issa d'oraisa. That is the Egle Tal in the Malacha of Kotzer in Os Tesvav. And Os Tesvav, that's what he said. Because this is your machshava to do it in a normal way. You just want to take a bite, and it would not be called a shinui according to Rashi. Okay? That's just a kotzer ha'ara. Rashi, Sukkah, daf, lamid, zayin. Okay, we continue. Two dots. Hahu pol masa da'asol anarda. A certain army came to Naharda'a. Ramalhu Rav Nachman. Puku. Avidu kivushi kivishi ba'agma. Rav Nachman said he saw this whole army coming. He realized there's not going to be enough space to give shiur tomorrow on Shabbos afternoon. So he told his Talmidim, go out to the swamp over there, push the reeds down so that we'll have place to sit tomorrow. Push the reeds down. Right, smush them. Kvushe kvushi ba'agma. Crush them. Ulamachar. So tomorrow, nezav nezav alai. So we have a place to sit. That's the statement that Rav Nachman made. The problem is, what, they're going to sit on the reeds that are still attached? Esir, Rami Racham, Rav Nachman, Rami La, Rav Ukva, Bar Abba, Rav Nachman, Talish v'noetz in, lo talish v'noetz lo. Didn't our Mishnah say that your Erev on top of an attached reed is a problem because we're worried, Zer Shema Yikdom, or whatever the issue is. So had Rav Nachman tell us Talmidim, they're going to go there tomorrow and sit on the reeds. I thought we were worried. Xerishem yiktom. Amarlei Hasamba Uzradin. No, the problem is over there, we're talking about Uzradin, which is types of reeds that have already hardened, and therefore they are like a tree. And that was the worry in the Mishnah. Rav Nachman's case is that they're very soft. They're not Uzradin. They're very soft. They're like a Yerek, Rashi explains, and there is no Issa D'Rabbanan. Right? We're not going with the second day of, we're worried about Gezer Shem Yiktom, the first day. According to the first day, the issue is Hishtamshas be'ilan. These aren't called Elon yet. When we know Timur, the Shonilam ben Uzradin, L'shein Uzradin, where do we have such a concept where there's a chilik between already hardened reeds versus soft ones? The Tanya, the Tosefta says in Kilayim, Hakanin v'ho atadin v'ahigin min Elon hein, v'enam Kilayim. Kanin, right, reeds, atadin and higin, types of bushes, we consider them trees, and they are not Kilayim b'kerim. What does that mean? Kilayim Bekelim, one of the five types of Kilayim. It's only Kilayim Bekelim de Oraisa if you plant Dagon or Yerek. Wheat and vegetables. Grains and vegetables in a vineyard. Trees is not de Oraisa. It's probably Drabanan, but it's not a de Oraisa. So, says the Mishnah, Kan, Atin, and Higit are considered trees, and they're not Kilayim Bekelim. Vitanya Idach. And another brisa says, Hakonim ba'kidon v'ha'urvedin min yerekein v'inkalayim b'karim. And they are. So it's a stira, kanim, kashya ahadadi. Two sources. Kanim is kilayim, is not kilayim. Ela shvamina, kan b'uzredin, kan b'shein uzredin shvamina. It must be, once it's hardened, then it's considered like a tree. And before that, it is not considered a tree, it's considered a yerek. Period. V'kida min yereku is kida considered a yerek, v'atnan. But the Mishnah says, in kilayim, in the first parak, what is not allowed to graft? Pegum, a type of growth with kidalavana b'beishu yerek be'ilon. That's considered grafting a yerek with a tree, and therefore you see a kida is ilon. It's not yerek. Answer: Amar Rav Papa kida lachud v'kidalavana lachud. Okay, different types of kitas. Period. Let's at least start the Mishnah, and then we'll talk about this very important Tosfos, but the Shemur tomorrow. This Tosfos appears in two, maybe three places in Shas. The issue of opening packages on Shabbos, right here in Maseches Erevin. So let's see the Mishnah. Nasnu b'migdol. What if I put my Erev in a box, in a chest, and I locked it? V'avad ha-maftech, and I lost the key. So, again, accessibility. Is this accessible? Do you go to a very lemaisa approach? Could you get your Erevs in your house, in a box, you just can't get it there? Is that good enough? Is that good enough? Says the Mishnah, Hare Ze Erev. The Tanna Kamma holds it's okay. Still okay. Why? Why is it okay? We'll see. Reb Elazar Omer, Im Eina Yodea Shamavteach, Im Komo Eino Erev. If you don't know that the Mavteach is in Bimkomo, in his spot. We'll get to that. Lashon. If you don't know, it ain't no Erev. Basically, Reb Elazar argues, well, it says no good. If you don't know if it's in its spot. The Ritva here again quotes the Rivet. A lot of Rivets quoted in the Rishonim here on this Masechta. He must have written a Sefer on Erevin, which we don't have. But the Rivet is bedaktik in the Lashon of Reb Elazar. Im ein yadua shamavteach b'yado, davka she'ein yadua shamavteach bimkomo. Avol yesh yadua shehu bimkomo, but if you know it's in its spot, but you just don't remember where the spot is, ki hu yodea bevade shehinichu b'makom ha-mishtamer, avol pi sheshachach hechaninichu, harei ze erev, da'avid hu demitkar mekomo. Reb Elazar is only saying that if you totally lost it, you have no idea where it is. But if you remember, you put it down somewhere. You know, that happens to us all the time. I put it down in a place to make sure that it doesn't get lost. I just don't remember where that spot is. Which special guarded place in my house did I put it? You know, and we all, like, happens to us all the time. So, in that case, that's not called forgetting, because we're eventually going to remember it, which hopefully usually does happen at some point, sometimes after the time that we need it, but that usually happens. Anyway, that's the Mishnah, and that's the Ha'ara of the Ravid. Let's just do the first line, V'yamai, according to the Tanna Kamma, why is it good? Why is it good if it's locked up? Hu b'makom echad eiru b'makom acheru. What's going on? It's no good. You can't get to your Erev. Why is that good? Rav Shmuel Darmi Travayu, Rav Shmuel answer, Hacha b'migdol shel levanim askinan. We're talking about a migdol, a chest of bricks, one on top of another. It's not cemented in. Meaning it's not a strong connection of an item of the chest. For Rabbi Meir, and it's like Rabbi Meir de Amar, Poches lechel chila menotel. Rabbi Meir who says on a Shabbos and a Yontif, if you want something, just destroy the container. And you're able to go in and get what's inside. Ditzan, as the Mishnah says in Beitza, Bayi shemaluhu peris sasum, if you have a house that's totally closed up and if it's full of fruit, v'nifchas, and it started breaking, and there's a little opening, the Tanakhama says, notim hakam apachas, you can just reach in and take from the opening. Rabbi Meir Omer, poches v'noto lechadchila. You let it break open the whole thing. It's a Shabbos need. Period. You can see already where this is going, how this is related to opening packages, types of packages. Tos Vesira discusses Binyan Vesira Bakalim. So Beis Hashem, we'll start with that on tomorrow's daf. Okay? Everybody should have a good day. And Beis Hashem will continue tomorrow.